Welcome to Rockstar Chiropractic Radio.
Professional schizophrenia. No, I'm not going to talk about the straight mixer thing. That is getting enough attention elsewhere in our universe. I want to address our conversations within the profession and the conversations we have with our patients, clients, members. I enthusiastically applaud philosophical discussions of all kinds, as long as they stay civil. I encourage the ongoing debate within chiropractic between the chiropractic straights and the chiropractic mixers. I have a problem with the metapractors entering into this conversation, as their vocabulary and philosophical base is far removed from chiropractic. We must have this debate to keep in mind what chiropractic is all about. B.J. Palmer clearly states in his 1911 work, The Philosophy, Science, and Art of Chiropractic Nerve Tracing, on page 7, I cannot help at this time feeling, and justly so, that chiropractic is really the first completely revolutionary idea that has been presented to the world of therapeutics for ages. If we let this discussion die, then we have lost the revolution that is chiropractic. Now, on the same sure footing I say this, we must be careful not to use this language with our patients. I'm right there when you say, I'm not concerned about the symptoms, but try that with your new patients. Some of you are very successful with that, and I would challenge you to find out why. However, the vast majority of us are not. The patient has expectations from us. Unfortunately, they have been indoctrinated into the medical model of state symptoms and then shut up and take the meds. If we don't recognize that fact and act accordingly, we lose our audience, our students, the ones we need to teach the truth of chiropractic to. So here's BJ's full quote that I took from page 7. In the history of nations, it is ruled by the thought, as practiced and lived by the men of that country. In the history of philosophies, sciences, and arts, there have been but few revolutionary movements in its history, i.e., there have been very few thoughts so great in their revolutionary influence that it has practically or entirely overturned all that has went before. In the phase which we are most interested in, therapeutics, there have been so few that they are rare, revolutionary movements in the history of that body. I might almost say within the bounds of reason and investigation that the ideas practiced today were practiced 3,000 and 4,000 years ago. Of modern times, though, there has been one revolution, blood circulation by Harvey. And I question whether even that can be considered a revolutionary thought, because its application was based upon the basis that existed. I can most severely criticize and condemn the lack of investigation of sufficient character so that medicine has never had one revolutionary thought in its rank. You may think I am speaking harshly, unjustly, and without due consideration, but I am basing my investigation upon historical results of every makeup that have been in existence for thousands of years. I am basing it upon the research given the subject, and I can say that medicine as practiced today has the same basic principle. It was only a few hundred years ago they gave lizards and toads to the human family, that the cure of disease was based upon the treatments of its effects in a superstitious manner, and can we say more that when we believe that contagion depends upon the thing that makes it contagious, such as the infinitesimal bug? Is not that a superstition based upon a myth, a theory? In fact, is not all of therapeutics based upon the fundamental of treating effects? And was medicine of 3,000 or 4,000 years ago different? I cannot help at this time feeling, and justly so, that chiropractic is really the first completely revolutionary idea that has been presented to the world of therapeutics for ages. I say revolutionary, and I am implying from that, from the first fundamental. It is assuming no fundamental gone before. It is working out theories, ideas, a science, art, and even a philosophy of its own. Its basic principles is not the fundamental that has existed, that has swept the pages of therapeutics before this. It is upon one of the peculiar and particular phases of revolutionary dynes of thoughts, in this connection, that I'm going to talk. And he goes on in that book to talk more about what he's talking about. Again, remember, this is 1911's Philosophy, Science, and Art of Chiropractic Nerve Tracing by B.J. Palmer, page 7. Anyway, go out and rock your world this week. Thanks for listening. This has been Dwayne with Rock Radio.